Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The Kent Memorial Library has a book talk to present newly published works of Kent resident John Milnes Baker. It happens today. He'll discuss his work, The Case for Edward de Vere as the Real William Shakespeare. Pine Plains New York Town Board meeting is being held this evening. Ankrum, the Town Board meeting is being held at 7 o'clock. In Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting that is set for 7 o'clock this evening. Ankrum has their regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. In Amenia, the town board meeting will be held at the town hall first floor tonight at 7 p.m. Dutchess County Division of Solid Waste Management hosting their Hazel's Waste Disposal Day coming up on Saturday at 626 Dutchess Turnpike. Registration and $10 prepayment is required. The event is open to Dutchess County residents only. Register online at dutchessny.gov/solidwaste or call 845-463-6020. Registration is limited to the first 360 households. The 13th Annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Benefit being held at the Underman Golf Course on Saturday. A portion of each entry fee will be donated to the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and an additional donation will go from SWASA to the Jane Lloyd Fund. The tournament is full right now, but in case somebody cancels and you would like to golf, 518-329-4444. In Cornwall on Saturday from 9 till noon, it's their 4th Annual Green Up Clean Up Day. Sharon Playhouse on Saturday presents Nicholas Ward Patio Dinner Show, the opening of their dinner shows. That happens with the gates opening at 6:30, the show at 8 p.m., sharonplayhouse.org. Meanwhile, on Sunday, it's the movie The Big Short, the drive-in movie event at the Playhouse to benefit the movie house with the gates opening at 6, introductions at 7:15, the movie at 7:45. 52 cars can be parked. More information at themoviehouse.net. Northwest Connecticut Crop 37th Annual Hunger Walk will be virtual this year. Participants can walk anytime during the week of September 21st through 27th. The normal course is closed, of course. It's not available due to COVID-19. You can walk in small groups in your neighborhood. Students can walk around their campuses. You can register online. crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillageCT. Well, for a third time in 6 weeks, Select Board in Great Barrington has continued a public hearing on whether the Great Barrington Airport should be given a special permit. That hearing has now been continued till Monday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Region 1 budget is in good shape, according to school administrators at the Board of Education meeting this week. They're confident the district can stay within budget despite increased costs to meet requirements for COVID-19 protocols. Sam Herrick, the business manager, saying that even with paying for needed personal protection equipment, there are savings to be had in such areas as field trips. The interim superintendent, Lisa Carter, said the district will be getting about $40,000 from the CARES Act. A 48-year-old Dover Plains man was arrested this weekend at the town of Lloyd. Police said he was pulled over on Route 9W in Highland. Michael R. Bryant faces felony charges of criminal tampering with evidence, criminally possessing a hypodermic instrument, and second-degree aggravated unlicensed operation. He was released on an appearance ticket due in the town of Lloyd Court on October 10th. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, joined by Representative Paul Ruiz of California, introduced a bill that would provide compensation and care for veterans suffering from illnesses linked to toxic burn pits in combat zones. The senator announced the presumptive benefits for warfighters exposed to burn pits and other toxins act at a news conference on Tuesday in Washington. She was joined also by activist John Stewart. In Connecticut, the CIAC has reaffirmed full contact football is canceled for this year. They did, however, agree that it would consider allowing competition at a later date for a sport that cannot hold its regularly scheduled season, such as football, provided it does not negatively impact spring sports. Great Barrington will join 18 cities and towns in Massachusetts that now permit green burials, the practice of burial within a biodegradable casket or simple shroud. The process eliminates embalming process and skips the purchase of hardwood or metal caskets and concrete or metal burial vaults. The Cemetery Commission voted to permit green burials in any plot in any town cemetery without restriction, according to Ed Abrahams, a commissioner member and Select Board vice chairman. Well, for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic hit the Berkshire County, live drag is returning to the Berkshires. To Box of Vine, a Monterey-based queen who performs full-time, the pandemic has been a huge hit, forcing cancellations of many performances. Well, they'll be performing at an hour-long show at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. For safety reasons, the performance will take place outdoors, and audience members will be spaced out, required to wear a mask. More information at Dewey Hall's website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 27,795.00, the NASDAQ at 11,143.00, and the S&P 500 at 3,352. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.